Israel passes 2022 budget and key win for Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. By Deborah Brand on November 5, 2021. The Israeli Knesset approved the 2022 state budget Friday, the first one to pass in over 3 years, marking a key win for the disparate coalition led by Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. The Knesset also narrowly passed the 2021 budget following a marathon night of voting. Altogether, both budgets comprised of 35 hours of voting 800 times. The national budget for 2021 is set at 432.5 billion shekels, $137.8 billion, and increased to 452.5 billion in 2022. "On this night, we got Israel back on track," Bennett wrote on Twitter. "We took responsibility. We fulfilled our promise," Foreign Minister Yair Lapid said. "After 3.5 years, we have a budget," wrote Finance Minister Avigdor Lieberman. "Finally, after months of hard work, we have completed the mission together and introduced a social and responsible budget to all the citizens of Israel. We will continue to stick to our mission, ignore close-minded opinions and bring good news to all the country's citizens. Give yourselves permission to get excited, do it with a smile. We promised and we delivered, a stable government and a thriving economy." Defense Minister Benny Gantz gave a scathing rebuke of his former coalition partner, opposition leader and then Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. "I feel that the passage of the budget is a victory for the country, but also a personal victory for me," Gantz tweeted. "Those who acted out of personal interests and caused great damage to the country and its citizens are in the opposition, and those who look out for Israeli citizens are in the coalition." Just as Minister Gideon Saar wrote, "The opposition conspiracy to drag Israel to fifth elections has failed. We've moved away from the abyss and put Israel back on a path of stability and working for the citizens." On the other side, the opposition's United Torah Judaism condemned the budget's passage. "The wicked coalition barely managed to pass an evil and cruel budget that has no mercy and no good news on anyone, except for cats, reform, Jews, and extremist organizations," the party said in a statement, referring to monies earmarked for spaying stray cats. "The government harms the weak and the poor by raising taxes and harsh edicts.